two area farmers were recently elected to the 14-member Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Adam Kastner of Carrollton and Greg Burtz of Mayview recently talked with KMZU about their new post and their future contributions to promote Missouri corn. Greg Burtz.
I am looking forward to it. I know it'll be a challenge, but there's been a lot of great leaders in the past that have served on this board, and so I'm looking forward to trying to contribute and trying to maintain that reputation of quality people out there promoting Missouri corn.
What do you want to bring to the board?
Well, right now, I just want to kind of transition in, and I just want to bring the viewpoints that I would have. We all pay checkoff dollars. We want to know that those are being spent wisely and doing the most that each dollar can do for our product. So I think it's a great chance to promote a product that we raise on my own farm.
Seventh generation farmer Adam Kastner started his path by being part of the Corn Roots Leadership Academy.
Kind of opened my eyes to what goes on behind the scenes of the battles that are fought to keep and preserve our way of life, the way we do things out here on the farm that sometimes we take for granted. Made me realize that we need to step up.
Can you give me an example of what they do that you weren't aware of that helps Missouri farmers?
Took a trip to Washington, D.C. We went and sat down with some non-corn states, just had conversations with them, about, say, ethanol, and listened to some of their, sides of the story, why they didn't like ethanol, for instance. And, I remember one of the legislators we sat down with was from West Virginia, I think. So they were a big coal state. They had livestock there. And so they didn't like the price of the DEGs and, the byproduct of the ethanol. And just, you heard all sorts of different oppositions to it, why people didn't like certain things of our industry. You had to sit down at the table with them and try and hash some of those things out and find a common ground, and it's where everybody could be happy.
Teaching non-farmers the benefits and versatility of corn is part of Burtz's mission.
We did a little deal with the American Royal out here at the farm 3 weeks ago. They usually work with a lot of the metropolitan area schools that they bring them out to the American Royal. Well, this year it had to be virtual. So they came out with a video crew and videoed a lot of things of how corn is harvested and what all goes into growing corn and planting and all that. And then just looking at the number of things that have corn in them, from diapers to gummy bears, it's just amazing.
Both Adam and Greg are big advocates for ethanol.
It's been a great revenue booster around here for our local industry and throughout the country. Ethanol is a great product, great clean burning fuel, turning our renewable resource of corn into fuel. And then we're also having a feed product come out of the other end of it for cattle.
As you can imagine, both are very busy with harvest right now. They expect to attend their first board meetings in early January. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.